At the Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst, we give driven business minds the tools to change the world. Take Tony Jordan, class of 95, who translated a love for puzzle solving into a partner role at EY, solving cases of financial fraud. Or Molly Cosgrove, MBA 2014, who works with a team at Ford to create experiences consumers love. And that's just two of over 40,000 alumni worldwide, driving themselves, driving their industries, driving success. Eisenberg, we drive the driven.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin at friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got Heather DeRocco with us from Connected Life Chiropractic. We're going to talk a little bit about chiropractic care today. Heather, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you.
So, Heather, for me at least, when most people think of chiropractic care, they think of pain of some sort. There are more reasons than that to see a chiropractor, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people think like you need a pain to go and see a chiropractor, but the point of chiropractic and the chiropractic adjustment is to get your body to communicate better. So how well your brain and your body are communicating depends on how healthy you are. So your brain will send messages down the spinal cord, and those messages come out the nerves, which go to your heart, to your lungs, to your stomach. So how well those messages get out depend on how well your lungs breathe, your heart's beating, your stomach is digesting. So the more we get that communication better, then you're healthier.
So let's talk about some of the other benefits of chiropractic care. You know, I've had friends that have suffered from migraines. You know, they've gone for chiropractic care. They're like, oh my God, you know, this person is the greatest person in the world for what they just did for me.
Yeah, so it gets a lot of, like, symptoms usually resolve. But some of the other, like, benefits that people either tell me about or, you know, talk about to their friends is, like, the amount of increased energy they have, how much better they're sleeping, they're digesting better, breathing better. So it's all, like, their whole life basically gets better because they have less stress on their nervous system and on their body. And when there's less stress, you function better and you're more aware of your environment and what's going on in your life.
So Heather, one of the things that's amazing to me is how we justify things. You know, so as you start to get a little bit older, and I'm talking 40s, 50s, and you get out of a chair and you make these really weird noises, grunts to just get up, and like, oh, that's just part of aging. That's not part of aging, right? We shouldn't, at 40, be making weird noises just getting out of the chair. True?
Right, exactly. I always love when somebody says, like, oh, I have arthritis in my left shoulder. And I'm like, but you don't in your right? And they're like, no, it's just part of aging. I was like, are your shoulders a different age? And they're not. It's just there's more stress on one. And so it's carrying more of the weight. It's doing more where the other one may not be moving as well. You start compensating. And as you're compensating, it happens all throughout the body. And so a muscle is going to tighten up and spasm. So if it's, say, the low back, and you're like, I constantly have right low back pain. Well, that right side could be doing all of the work because maybe the left isn't even working as well as it should. So a lot of our daily living, we're constantly looking down, we're sitting. All of that puts stress on our body, and then our body compensates to get us moving about life.
Let's talk a little bit about chiropractic care and pregnancy. I've had some women I know that have been pregnant, and again, they're like, oh, my God, going to the chiropractor was the greatest thing I could do. Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of that?
Yeah, so pregnant women, like, so as their bellies start to grow and the baby's developing, there a lot of, like, their ligaments relax, a lot of their muscles start to relax, which can, depending on where the baby's situated, lead to a lot of low back pain, pain down the legs, especially if the baby's kind of situating in on their sciatic nerve. And then also they can get a ton of heartburn. So chiropractic helps to realign the pelvis is what we're really looking at a lot with pregnant women, because that's where they're seeing the most changes in their body. So as their pelvis misaligns, it can lead to a lot of symptoms. So realigning that pelvis and some of the benefits to that lead to an easier delivery, shorter labor times, a less stressed baby on delivery because they didn't have to use potentially many like outside forces to get the baby out. And then they're moving better. They have more energy. They're healthy and their nervous system's communicating better, which that's what the baby's developing off of. The baby is developing off of your neurology. So if your neurology is functioning at its best, then the baby's going to develop at a better neurology.
So now, is there a certain age that someone has to be before they can come for chiropractic adjustments? Can you adjust babies?
Absolutely. So, I mean, when my niece and nephew were born, they were adjusted right after birth. So birth is pretty traumatic for the baby. Everybody thinks about the mom and all that she's gone through, which is a ton, but they don't think about the baby. And so in a natural birth, you know, the baby's coming down the birth canal and every contraction, without being gross, like their head is, you know, kind of being squished and pounded with every contraction. And then as they start to come out, they're like, we see the head, and they're all excited. And the doctor, you know, puts a hand on it and starts twisting and rotating. Well, that's putting a lot of stress on their neck. And then they pull the baby out and then they give it to the mom and they're like, be very careful with the neck. After all the trauma they just went through. So it's very beneficial for them because a lot of babies, you know, they say, oh, the baby has colic, the baby has acid reflux, the baby has ear infections, and nobody knows why, especially with colic. They have no answers for it. And a lot of it, like the baby can't communicate. The baby can't say to you, my neck hurts or this is uncomfortable to me. So they cry. And so the adjustments for kids and for babies are like very light and gentle and their bones move so easy. But a lot of people, especially with like newborns and infants, see a huge change in their ability to sleep and like less crying due to pressure coming off of their nervous systems with the gentle adjustments. And then as they get older, you know, they're starting to walk. They're constantly falling on their tailbone, like everybody's like, oh, look at them. That was so cute. And I'm like cringing, like another fourth on the tailbone. And it's going to lead, you know, 20, 30, 40 years down the road to that person that's got low back pain. And they have no idea why, because they never had big trauma in their life. So with kids, it's, you know, they need less care and usually than an adult because they're not in that same stressed out state as the adult. So the younger you start them, the healthier they build like their life all the way up.
Now, but other things that I've seen is with, you know, maybe teenagers or, you know, babies around that age, is the benefits of chiropractic care to help maybe with some ADHD, you know, just, you know, I've seen students, you know, getting in trouble in school because they can't sit still, then go for chiropractic care, and that problem, boom, gone. Have you seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's, like, one of my favorites. Everybody's like, just relax. Calm down. Why are you so hyper? Relax. And it's, like, telling, like, the new puppy to, like, stop having all this energy. And so what happens with the kids with, like, ADHD is their nervous system is so overloaded with stress, and it could have started from birth, from the birthing process, and nobody's kind of realized it until they're like in that, like sit down and sit still all day long and pay attention. Or it could be from a slip, a fall, or any sort of stress. So their nervous system gets so much stress. Like I have a scanner in my office, which tells you how much stress is on somebody's nervous system from, you know, infant to elderly we do in the office. And so people are most amazed how much stress kids are under because people think, well, you're a kid. What are you stressed out for?
Good, yeah.
And it's just everything. It's being on the phones, you know, all the technology, looking down, trying to be perfect, you know, all of those stressors of going to school and everything that build up and come on their nervous system. So their brain to body isn't functioning the way it should. And so since those messages aren't getting out, it's like they're in the most stressed out state, even though they may not appear it. Their insides are like cringing constantly. And so with the adjustments, we take them from like cringing stress state, and the adjustments come in, realign the spine, take some of the pressure off, allow the brain and the body to communicate better, where then their nervous system kind of goes, huh. And then over time, they are able to relax. They are able to focus. It's just chiropractic along with other different, you know, either diet, nutrition, like all that stuff, and coming up with a big plan on how to help this kid thrive.
Now, that is kind of amazing and stuff. So now one of the, I don't know, maybe it's a misconception in the chiropractic world is you hear people say, yeah, but once I get adjusted once, I got to keep going forever. Is that true?
Yes. It's one of the biggest, like, every time I talk to people, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to get adjusted because I'm going to have to come forever. Like, it's a lot of resistance from a lot of people. And the truth is, like, yes, like, if you come into my office, I'm going to tell you you should be coming for life. Is it, you know, every single week? Is it multiple times a week? It all changes. It depends on the person. But the goal in chiropractic is to get the pressure off of the nervous system, get the brain and body to communicate better. So once we get that communicating, it's better to maintain that than to let it go back, because we're under stress every single day of our lives. Just gravity alone, along with, you know, emotional stressors and different physical stressors and sitting in a cubicle all day long, put stress on our nervous system. And once we get stressed, you know, our shoulders come up, our posture changes. All of that leads to different, you know, symptoms starting down the road. So as once we get that pressure off, in order to maintain it, it makes sense to find a schedule that would help to maintain that for you. Now, you're free at any time to be like, nope, I just want to come in for 6 visits, or I just want to come in once a month forever, or I'm going to come until the pain's gone. It's up to every single person. But what a lot of my patients say, like when they first start coming in, to say within the first 6 months of care, like they come in and they're like, I'm so off today, I can already tell. And it's like funny to watch the transition, because a lot of them were resistant in the beginning. But as their brain to body starts communicating better, they're more aware of something doesn't feel right today. I'm just stressed out and I don't know why, or I'm angry, or I'm tired, I have no energy. They start to feel different things because the stress was gone for so long that they're able to, when it like starts to hit them again, they're like, I need to be adjusted.
Wow, that's kind of amazing, huh? But it has
yeah.
to be really cool, kidding aside, as a chiropractor, to see those transformations as people start to understand their body better and, you know, and how to maximize their energy and their body. That's got to be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, it really is. And especially to see people like their changes over time when like some come in really hopeless, and then just to have that like hope come back, and then they're a totally different person. It's crazy.
So now this, another thing you must get all the time is, Heather, you know, I know I should go to a chiropractor. Good Lord, that cracking noise freaks me out. Can you,
yes.
What is the cracking noise?
So the cracking noise is just the gases releasing from the joint. So we have fluid in all of our joints, whether it's a knee joint or it's a joint in between the vertebrae. So they all have like liquid to help your body move. So when you get adjusted and you hear that cracking noise, it is the like fluids releasing as a gas, which is what's causing the noise. But what I tell people who are just really afraid of the noise is that there are so many different techniques in chiropractic. So everybody knows the noise one, which is like the most aggressive, like hands-on technique, which is totally fine. It gets amazing results, but some people don't like that noise. So there are techniques from where it's like instrument adjusting. So they come right in on the vertebrae with like, it looks like a little pogo stick. They give a click of the thing, of the instrument, and, you know, that helps to take stress off. So there are other ones where you use like a drop table where parts of the table will pop up a little bit, and then you contact the area you want to adjust, make a little drop, and then the table drops down and makes all of the noise. So there are many different techniques, from very gentle to more hands-on, and everybody responds differently. You may respond really well to a instrument adjustment and really bad to a more hands-on adjustment. A lot of it has to do with age, degeneration, what's kind of going on in the area, and then also your comfort level. Because if you're not comfortable, you're going to be more stressed and guarded during the adjustment, and that's not going to take stress off at all. So you have to find the technique that helps the person and what they're most comfortable with so they can actually be welcoming to what you're going to help their body do.
So 10 seconds left, Heather. What's your contact info? How can people reach out to you to learn more?
All right. So we are at Connected Life Chiropractic in 1215 Main Street in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. The website is connectedlifechiropractic.com. And you can email me at drheather@connectedlifechiro.com.
Heather, I really appreciate you taking the time out of day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Heather. Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
At the Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst, we give driven business minds the tools to change the world. Take Tony Jordan, class of 95, who translated a love for puzzle solving into a partner role at EY, solving cases of financial fraud. Or Molly Cosgrove, MBA 2014, who works with a team at Ford to create experiences consumers love. And that's just two of over 40,000 alumni worldwide, driving themselves, driving their industries, driving success. Eisenberg, we drive the driven.